You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. Coming up, we'll talk to the Libertarian candidate in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. This week was the sentencing of 16-year-old Dylan Yang, who was convicted of fatally stabbing a 13-year-old boy last year in Wausau. The case has garnered national attention from Hmong community leaders and critics of the criminal justice system.
Robert Menster joins us now for the details of that and other top news stories from the past week. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me back.
Well, the Dylan Yang case, this has been a really big story in the Wausau area, hasn't it?
Absolutely. In the Wausau area, it's galvanized the community here, and it's been something that has been spread across the country, particularly in the Hmong community. Dylan Yang is Hmong. He was 15 years old when he fatally stabbed a 13-year-old boy in Wausau during a fight between two groups of teen boys. This happened in February 2015. Yang was arrested. He was tried and found guilty as an adult, and he was facing up to 60 years in prison. The sentencing this week came out. The prosecutors asked for 25 years plus 20 years of probation. The defense asked for 1 year in prison and then 20 years of probation. And in the end, the judge sentenced Yang to 13 years behind bars, followed by 17 years of probation.
And there were strong emotions about this in the community, from the family of the victim and friends of the victim, from people connected to Dylan Yang and the Hmong community. Can you talk about some of the things you heard from both sides as this went on?
Well, this case was a tragedy. This is, no one argues that a 15-year-old boy is a fully formed adult, and this was a major part of Dylan Yang's defense, and the case was put forward during the sentencing, that a 15-year-old child's brain is not developed, impulse control is not that of an adult. They don't have the same level of culpability that we expect of an adult. There's a tragic element to the fact that this minor is facing all this time in prison, and certainly there's tremendous pain on the part of the family members of the victim, 13-year-old Isaiah Powell, many of whom were at the sentencing, who have spoken about their sense of loss and the life cut short of this young teen. This is a hard case to think too much about, and there's sort of no way to look at it and come out feeling good.
And it highlighted tensions between the Hmong community and others in the Wausau area, didn't it?
Certainly that's fair to say, and I think that it is. It really highlighted the sense to which there is people in the Hmong community feel like they are subject to racial profiling or treated differently within the justice system. There, it set off a lot of conversations about that. Dylan Yang chose to stab this boy, and the boy died. That is a crime, no matter how you look at it. But for certain, it's bound up with a sense about how people of color are treated in the justice system, and certainly it raises a lot of questions and questions that are worth discussing about how the justice system treats minors charged with crimes.
Talking to Robert Menster from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. I want to turn, Rob, now to Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Since the last time we talked to you, there have been not one but two Senate debates. I don't know why they were so close together, but there they were. Republican incumbent Ron Johnson, Democratic challenger Russ Feingold. Here's a little taste of Tuesday night's debate, showcasing some of the differences between the candidates.
Quite honestly, that encapsulates the difference in this race. Senator Feingold is always going to have a plan that grows government, and I hope Wisconsinites are smart enough that when you grow government, government is going to come and take more money out of your pocket.
Who is this guy going to vote with? Is he going to vote with me or somebody else? That's the fundamental issue, is who is the senator going to vote with? And I think I stand on firm ground that he votes with the big interests, and I doubt that I would.
So, Rob, a very clear choice for people in Wisconsin between these two candidates, a very distinct ideological and practical approaches to the way they work as senators.
For sure, I think it's a bit striking that the shape of this race has not changed. I don't see any evidence that that the two debates, you know, in any way are likely to change those sort of where the camps sit, right? So Feingold is a known quantity to people in Wisconsin. He was a longtime U.S. senator, and he was known as a quite liberal senator in his voting record. At the same time, he was a bit of he had a maverick streak. He worked on, you know, he had high profile bipartisan achievements and was willing to go against his party on a number of issues. Ron Johnson ran in 2010 as a businessman, as a political outsider, and this is the exact same race that we're having now. It's just that 2016 is a very different race than 2010.
Right. Presidential elections can change voter turnout in Wisconsin, who comes and votes in polls. And usually, as I understand it, that's seen as a benefit to Democratic candidates.
Right. I mean, I think that's right. The other thing that was notable in the second Senate debate is that, you know, it's weird that we're in this place, but this is where we are. That it is a newsworthy moment when Ron Johnson refuses to disavow support for the Republican presidential nominee. In the first debate, Johnson didn't even name Donald Trump. In the second debate, he did say that he sees both Donald Trump and himself as change agents, in the sense that they're not career politicians. Donald Trump's poll numbers in Wisconsin are not great. It does not look like Donald Trump is likely to win Wisconsin. So that in itself is a newsworthy event in the Senate race.
Well, speaking of polling, the Senate race, a Monmouth University poll released this week, shows a Russ Feingold with an 8-point lead over Ron Johnson, 52-44%. Based on what we've seen in the past, what did you make of those results?
Yeah, there were a small handful of polls that came out a couple weeks ago that seemed to show some tightening in the race. This Monmouth University poll showed a larger gap, a 52-44 gap. That was quickly followed by a poll from St. Norbert College that also had Feingold at 52%, and that one had Johnson all the way down to 40%. So, you know, at that point, it's hard to say. That's probably a little bit of an outlier, but it looks like the race is sort of stabilizing with Feingold around 50% and Johnson somewhere in the 40s, and it's hard with this amount of time left in the election season. It's going to be a big challenge for Johnson to sort of turn that dynamic around.
Well, that voting is a few weeks off, but one vote is already in. The group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce announced the winner of their coolest thing made in Wisconsin contest. They'd been taking nominees. They were on the show talking about that. They had some finalists. The winner is a Harley Davidson, their new Milwaukee 8 engine motorcycle. One is the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Rob, what's your take on this news?
Well, this was a good idea. I'm pro this contest, and I hope that it is turns into an annual tradition that we can vote for every year, because it's just sort of fun. And I don't, Rob, you know, the last thing I want to do is be accused of undermining the legitimacy of this election. But I'm not saying it was rigged, but the facts are that the finalists were these motorcycles, Johnsonville Brats, and a littoral combat ship by Marinette Marine. I mean, this is like a Navy vessel. This ship is amazing. How is this not the coolest thing made in Wisconsin?
Well, and you can make brats while you're on the ship, on the boat.
Sure.
But you can't make them on a Harley.
I like brats. Okay. Listen, I've got nothing against a Harley Davidson motorcycle. I mean, that's cool. There's a certain brand of cool around that. But this ship, it was amazing. Did you see the picture of this? It's 388 feet long. It's got a steel hull. It's got an aluminum superstructure. This is, to me, the coolest thing made in Wisconsin.
Rob, I'm going to ask you right here on the air right now, do you accept the results of this election?
Listen, I'm going to leave you in suspense. I'm going to keep you in suspense. We're going to look at it. We're going to look at how this election was conducted.
We can revisit that next week. Rob, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us every Friday to discuss some of the top state news from the past week.